The insurance industry has about 20% of its assets invested in stock, so carriers will be watching closely when the market reopens on Monday. Insurance companies already are bracing for massive claims in the wake of this week's attacks. Just who ultimately pays those claims may take years to work out in court, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Insurance carriers are still guessing what the final bill for Tuesday's attacks will be, but P.J. Crowley of the Insurance Information Institute says it's likely to eclipse the previous record of $15 billion set by Hurricane Andrew back in 1992.
It's a little bit early to have a specific number, but this will probably end up being the largest insured loss in the history of property and casualty insurance.
The largest piece of that will likely go to compensate those who were injured in the attacks and the families of those who were killed. There's also the cost of the World Trade Center itself and damage to surrounding property. Finally, some companies may file claims for business that was disrupted.
They've cordoned off a major section of Lower Manhattan, so in some cases businesses that weren't directly affected by the explosions themselves can't get their customers to their restaurant or shop or whatever, and so they're obviously going to experience a temporary loss of revenue, and that can be insured loss depending on the coverage that that business has.
While the size of the claims may be unprecedented, the insurance industry says it's well prepared to handle them. Matt Mosher of AM Best, the leading credit rater for the industry, says no one company should have to absorb too much of the loss.
Given where it occurred, you know, World Trade Center, the type of insureds that are involved, they're more likely to be insured by, you know, the large commercial carriers, the name insurers, who have a strong financial position, have solid reinsurance programs backing them up that will diversify this loss throughout the industry, throughout the world.
The unique nature of the attacks raises a number of insurance questions, though. For instance, are the four hijackings a single event with a single claim ceiling, or four separate events in which claims could be four times as high? Julie Rochman, who's with the American Insurance Association, vows the industry as a whole will make good on its policies, but she warns deciding which insurance carriers pay the bill could be a complex process.
Since there were planes that were unfortunately used as weapons by the terrorists, there will be some discussion of the liability of the airlines for things that might have happened, their security breaches that may have occurred, etc.
The exact wording of insurance policies may also become an issue. Some policies written after the 1993 bombing at the World Trade Center may exclude acts of terrorism, though such exclusions are rare in the United States. Nearly every policy excludes acts of war, but AM Best Mosher says it's doubtful those clauses will be invoked in this case.
A lot of people have pointed to President Bush's comments. I don't think they actually will have much of an impact. The act of war talks about a declared or undeclared act of war by a government body or pseudo-government body, and I think the issue here is that it's most likely a terrorist event rather than a government or pseudo-government body. So I don't know that the war exclusion would apply here.
Whatever insurance companies finally pay out, it's likely to fall short of the total economic loss. P.J. Crowley of the Insurance Information Institute says the federal government will likely step in with a kind of Marshall Plan to help make up the difference and rebuild. At the same time, he acknowledges some things can never be replaced. Scott Horsley, NPR News.